This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right. I was under the assumption that people voted for no new wars. I was under the assumption that people specifically voted for the U.S.'s intervention in other countries to be minimized. Well, Donald Trump is now launching almost an all-out war against Venezuela, trying to pressure regime change within the country by mobilizing U.S. carriers within their, you know, sea space, and now issuing a blockade on their airspace, saying that they will shoot down any aircrafts in the Venezuelan airspace. I want to break down how incredibly insane this is, and likely illegal this is. Justin Amash starts off by saying, "The President of the United States may not order offensive military action in or against Venezuela without congressional approval. Not the Constitution, nor the War Powers Resolution, nor past AUMFs authorize such hostilities. Any such orders are unconstitutional and unlawful." This stems from Donald Trump's post earlier this morning that says, "To all airlines, pilots, drug dealers, and human traffickers, please consider the airspace above and surrounding Venezuela to be closed in its entirety. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump." And I just want everybody to understand how incredibly absurd this is within the broader context of everything. Donald Trump is relentlessly attacking quote-unquote drug dealers or some vague notion of drug dealers within the country of Venezuela, even though that's not where the majority or even a large fraction of any drugs come from. He's using that as a pretext to launch a war. But what makes this so incredibly just mind-fucking, honestly, is the fact that Donald Trump is trying to use this war with Venezuela as a distraction from the fact that he pardoned the Honduran ex-president who was convicted for 45 years in a drug case. This dude was trying to smuggle in hundreds of pounds of cocaine into the United States. He murdered a slew of people, including chopping one up with a machete, or at least hiring people to. And Trump just pardoned this guy. Trump just pardoned this guy and was hoping that this war with Venezuela would be enough of a distraction that we wouldn't figure it out, that the news media, that the mainstream media wouldn't cover it. And they aren't really, but we are on this channel every single day. That's why you should make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed below as we continue to break news and push the truth. But to continue, beyond this guy being pardoned, Charlotte points out, "As the Trump administration clumsily moves towards an unnecessary and irresponsible and narcissistic war of Venezuela, I want to take a brief moment to offer this sentiment to anyone who voted for him over Harris because they inexplicably believed he would keep us out of unnecessary wars. F you," she says. Richard Stengel says, "While Venezuela is not a fentanyl or cocaine-producing country according to the UN, the President of the United States has touted an illegal land invasion of that nation while pardoning the former Honduran president who a U.S. jury convicted of protecting the flow of cocaine to the U.S. He's pardoning somebody who was helping protect the flow of hundreds of pounds of cocaine. Now he's issuing a blockade." Dan says, "Completely closing the airspace above and surrounding Venezuela is a blockade. It is just a blockade, a belligerent act, traditionally either preparatory for war or a casus belli for the blockaded nation. The administration has an obligation to justify such a step, not only to the American people, but specifically to Congress." Listen, I wasn't old enough for the endless wars in the Middle East, at least when we launched them. I grew up while they were already happening. But I know that the American public, en masse, does not want more endless, unnecessary wars. Keep in mind, Trump is doing this when we don't even have any sort of reason or explanation coming from him. I mean, even when those endless Middle Eastern wars launched, at least most of them, we were still caught up in the post-9/11 fury. Like, the American people were still supportive of some type of revenge, right? Now, there's no support for any sort of action or unnecessary war whatsoever, and what Donald Trump did is reckless, and it's the closest the United States has come to declaring war on a country like Venezuela in modern history. Genuinely, we have never been this close to war with Venezuela, and it's because Trump is acting in an incredibly reckless way. All of our war accounts right now, like the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of War, also known as the Department of Defense, Pete Hegseth, they are all just shitposting online, posting literal memes. Meanwhile, we have to deal with the outcome of this. Tommy Vitor says, Donald Trump is murdering random fishermen off the coast of Venezuela and then pardoning the drug trafficker politicians who are in league with the cartel bosses. This is the most corrupt, moronic White House in history. Eric Swalwell put out a good statement. He said, Donald Trump said he would lower prices on day one. He said he would end all wars and concentrate on America. Well, he is zero for 313 days on prices. He's on the verge of starting a pointless war with Venezuela, and he gave away $40 billion to Argentina. Many Americans held their nose to vote for him, but assumed he'd keep his promises. He hasn't. That's why his approval rating is tanking. He has a 36% approval rating. Meanwhile, he's grounding all flights in Venezuela. But keep in mind, that means all Colombian Airlines, Brazilian Airlines, Caribbean carriers, anyone who flies through that corridor in or around that area now has to be grounded. And that's why experts are really terrified, because foreign governments are looking for a clarification. The Trump admin isn't giving any clarification. They're just mobilizing carriers into the sea. They're striking boats over and over and over with no due process. And it's definitely not a good situation. Venezuela is not an active threat to the United States. The Trump administration is looking for any pretext possible to go to war with a country that they want to deem a terrorist country. So I'm going to leave it there. There are reports that Donald Trump spoke with Maduro by phone last week. President Trump spoke by phone with Nicolas Maduro, the Venezuelan leader, and discussed a possible meeting between them. Multiple people with knowledge of the matter said. The conversation took place late in the week. Two of the people said. It included a discussion about a possible meeting of the two men in the United States. The phone call, which included Marco Rubio, came days before a State Department designation of Mr. Maduro as the leader of what the admin considers a foreign terrorist organization. They really want to see Maduro removed from power, possibly by force, and that is why the United States may go to war. For regime change. We'll continue to cover this every day on the Adam Mockler channel. This could definitely backfire for Donald Trump, could definitely backfire for the American people, but we'll continue to cover it. I'll see you all in the next video. I love you all, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.